The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hello, everybody. Amanda Richard here, and on tonight's Music Room, we're going to have an interview with New York singer by the name of Mackenzie Shivers. I think you're really going to enjoy her and her music. We managed to put together this interview at the very last minute, and I still think you're going to enjoy it. She's originally from Tampa, Florida, went to Vanderbilt University, as I said, now lives and practices her trade in New York City. While I'm getting her on the phone, let's give a listen to one of the tracks from her new CD, Neverland, which came out earlier this month. You're going to hear a song she calls The 4th of July here on the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. and welcome to the music room. And if everything's working, are you there, Miss Mackenzie Shivers?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just loud and clear. Woo!
Oh, good, good. I can hear you, too.
What's really funny is Mackenzie's a trooper and a performer since an early age in all sorts of different media, so she understands when something unusual happens in the radio station studio. I just can't thank you enough for coming in and talking with us on the phone, because I know you've got a really busy schedule up there in New York City.
I do, but you know what? This is a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, we appreciate you talking with us down here in Newark, Delaware. We just heard, I planned to play 4th of July, and while I was trying to work out the technical difficulties, folks also got to hear Orphan Song.
Awesome.
These are both from your Neverland CD, which came out on October 4th.
That's correct. Or, yeah, the 7th, actually. But, yeah, close enough.
And I had picked out 4th of July because I knew there's an interesting story about that, about you and your sister.
Yeah, that's right. I have a younger sister, and we're extremely close. And she lived in the city for a while, and we did shows together. She's a singer, and she's really, really good. And she actually went back to school. She's in Santa Barbara now, so she's in grad school. So she moved away, and it was really tough because we were extremely close. So I wrote this song the 4th of July when we were trying to figure out when we were going to get to see each other again, and we decided Veterans Day weekend was going to be the time. But I changed it to 4th of July because that was a little better for the song.
It rhymes better, too. Yeah, and I think you'll get more airplay every year in early July for some reason, you know, because you've named it
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, but it that was, I think that's a nice song. And so is Orphan Song, the other track that they heard. Tell us about that one.
So there's this group called Crooked Still who I
love,
and I've listened to a lot over the past couple of years, and they kind of reimagine a lot of old folk songs. And there's this one song they do called Orphan Girl, and I would listen to that song a lot when I was doing this album. And so I kind of was inspired by that song and my just kind of own feelings on it, and I wrote this version. And, yeah, so it was really inspired by the song Orphan Girl.
Now, wait a minute. You got training as a classical musician, and you're quoting Crooked Still as one of your influences?
That's correct. I feel like my musical taste is pretty eclectic. I was trained classically from a young age on the piano, and I love classical music, but I also grew up in a house, you know, where we listened to the Beatles and Rolling Stones and James Taylor and Motown and you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So I feel like I grew up listening to a lot of really great music. My dad has amazing taste in music. So that was pretty great growing up, getting to listen to all those great artists.
Well, I grew up in a house with classical music, and I've been rebelling since I was allowed to quit the clarinet in seventh grade.
Oh, you play clarinet?
I used to. I mean, now it's just me and the stringed instruments, you know, the upright bass and the guitar and the mandolin. But, you know, all rebelling against dear old dad and you know, all the classical music. But, you know, I now that I'm older, I, of course, like classical music, too. And you can hear just you've got such great chops. I mean, even on these songs that are in the pop or folk idiom, you can just hear it, the chops you have on piano on these songs.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I mean, I've been playing since I was, I guess, about 4 years old, and then I started lessons when I was 5, and it's just been a part of me since I was very, very young. It's been very kind of natural for me to sit down and start playing the piano. It's just been, I think, really my greatest love my whole life.
Have you been a performer all your life?
Excuse me?
Have you always felt like you're a performer all your life, going back to when you're 3, 4 years old?
You know, yeah, I guess I've been performing in different ways since I was very young. I did a lot of theater when I was younger and, you know, through high school, through college, and even, you know, a little bit in New York. And I feel like performing my music, it took me a lot longer to kind of build up the courage to do that, because I actually had pretty bad stage fright for a while. I think there's just something very intimate and scary sometimes about kind of singing your own stories. And at first I found it to be very scary, and then I kind of pushed myself out there and, you know, got more practice, and now it's much easier, and it's a lot of fun now for me, so I'm glad that I've kind of gotten over that. But it can be scary. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that who are performers and songwriters, especially singers. It can be a very intimate thing to share with people. So, but well, yeah, now I have a lot of fun with it.
Well, that sounds like a great setup for another song off of your CD. The second track is called Nothing to Fear.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Look at that.
Is this about you conquering your stage fright, or is this about other issues?
It was kind of written about other things, but you know, I feel like it could be about a lot of different things in life. So we can go ahead and throw in the stage fright story into there too. That makes sense.
All right, well, let's let the folks listen to this "Nothing to Fear" from Mackenzie Shivers' Neverland CD here on WVUD. Mackenzie Shivers.
Hello.
And that was Nothing to Fear here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 in Newark, Delaware. While that song was playing, we were talking about the differences. I mean, I was telling you that I found I have more stage fright when I was in theatrical productions. And you say you think it's because you're singing your own music that you used to have stage fright when you would go sing for people.
I think it's because for me, when I've been on stage and I'm playing a character, to me there's something less scary about that than, I guess, singing something that's personal and that's, you know, something that I've written. And yeah, so I never had as big of stage fright performing in plays, but I've always had some stage fright singing in front of people. But now it's much, much better. I don't really have it so much anymore, but I used to even up to about a year ago. So
I mean, well, these performances on the CD seem very self-assured. I mean, there's no stage fright there.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very glad. Yeah, I felt very comfortable singing in the studio. It was really fun. I felt very at ease doing that, which was good.
Now, when you were about 13 or 14, you had what most people would consider 15 minutes of fame, thanks to Mr. Phil Collins.
Yes. yes, I did. That was a hoot, if you will. That was so much fun. I was 14, I believe. I was in London for the summer. I was there with a modeling agency, and you know, they were sending me out on castings every day. My mom was there with me. My sister was there with me. My sister was, you know, mapping out the subway system and, you know, figuring everything out because she's so smart. And I got a call one day, and, you know, they said, you know, Mackenzie's going to be the pulp video for Phil Collins. I can't speak my accent. But they... And, you know, I was so excited, and, yeah, so I didn't even audition or anything. They just picked it off of pictures, and I was there for, like, 16 hours. I think we just shot, you know, the last hour of the day or something like that, but it was a lot of fun. And now, yeah, you can still find that video on YouTube now, which I think is hilarious.
What song was it? What song was it?
It's called Strangers Like Me. Uh-huh. It's from the movie Tarzan, the Disney movie. And Phil Collins did the music for it, and it's one of the songs from Tarzan.
Well, speaking of music for movies, I'd really like you to tell the folks listening at home about some of your other projects. I mean, I think you just finished a rock opera and are writing music for a stage show.
That's right, yeah. There's this really amazing artist in New York. His name is Kenyon Phillips, and he's a singer, actor, performer, songwriter, and he put on this, like, one-man show / rock opera at this great venue called Joe's Pub, and I'm the piano player and backup singer for it, and we have this great band. His band is all women, all these amazing, amazing performers and musicians, and so we just had a blast doing that. I got to wear this crazy eye makeup and hair and this cool dress, and we had a packed house, and it was such an energy rush. It was a lot of fun.
And what that you're writing the incidental music to a performance of Percival?
I did write music for Percival. That played at the Fringe Festival last August.
Well, that was last year.
That was last year. But I am actually working with the same theater company in December. They're called the Immediate Family Theater Company. The group of really amazing people. They graduated from Brown Trinity together. And they're putting on Peer Gynt. And so I am writing music for that. I'm also reinterpreting the Grieg music that's already been written for Peer Gynt. And it's going to be a very stripped-down show. There's about 9 actors, and a lot of them are playing a bunch of different roles. And we're going to have a flute and a guitar and a piano, and it's going to be a lot of fun. That plays in New York in December.
What are you doing to Grieg's music? I'm just curious. Are you keeping some of the melody lines and then, like, mm-hmm. doing different kinds of variations?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of creating different themes based off of what he's already done. So for Morning Mood, example, you know, I might take that and just kind of do a really stripped-down version of it on the piano and, you know, kind of create my own theme based off of the thing he's already written that will weave throughout the play. And there's a lot of really amazing pieces of music to work with, like Hall of the Mountain King, and it's going to be something different than I've done before, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge, which I'm looking forward to. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds to me you really enjoy being part of the ensemble.
Yeah, you know, I think whenever you're part of an ensemble, you learn a lot because you have to listen. You know, whether you're a musician or an actor, you have to listen to other people that you're working with. And I think that's really important, and I think that makes you a better artist for sure whenever you are collaborating and, you know, working with other people. So I do enjoy it. I feel like I always learn something, and I usually, you know, get to meet some great people by being in an ensemble of sorts. So, yeah, I do enjoy it.
It's, to me, I've always found it's like, you know, you're having to react to what the people are doing, what the other people are doing, whether it's, in your case, doing the incidental music to a theater production, or if you're an actor, or if you're, you know, singing with a band.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And first of all, a big part of my job was watching and listening to the actors and even kind of improvising and playing off of what they were doing. And I just thought that was really fun and kind of keeps you on your toes. And, you know, I think it's exciting to do it that way. So, yeah, I'm thinking that Peer Gynt will be similar, which will be fun.
And for people who might be taking a train trip up to New York, when's that going to be starting?
Peer Gynt starts on December 5th, and it runs through the 20th. And it runs on, I believe, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with two shows on the Saturdays.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Mackenzie Shivers, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend a few minutes with us here in WVUD's music room, in spite of the technical difficulties.
Welcome. No problem. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun. And yeah, I hope we can do it again. It was great.
Yeah, it is fun. Now, we're going to close down with Below the Meadow, which is the next to last song on your CD, Neverland. Tell us about this.
Below the Meadow is probably one of the most emotional songs for me.
Yeah.
On the album, I had a friend of mine pass away this past year, and a grandmother and an aunt, and I think this song kind of came out of this place of dealing with loss, to be honest. And, you know, that's how music for me is a grieving process a lot of the time, and I use it to kind of get out feelings and emotions. So this song was one of those songs. So yeah, it's a personal one for me, and it's also one of my favorites on the album. I really love how it came out and how it was produced, so I'm excited about it.
And if people like your music, they can find it at CD Baby and iTunes and places like that?
Yes, iTunes and Spotify and Amazon. If anyone is interested in a physical copy of the album, those are sold on Amazon, as well as the MP3s, and yeah, those are the best places to find it.
Thank you so much. This has been Mackenzie Shivers.
Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. And let's close down with your song now, Below the Meadow, from your new CD, Neverland. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. And our guest tonight was Mackenzie Shivers.